Chapter 11, Teaching of Writing. Writing is of immense importance. According to Bacon, reading makes a full man, conference a ready man, and writing an exact man. Mahatma Gandhi has also emphasized the importance of writing by saying, "Fair and legible handwriting makes a man perfect in all walks of life," inverted comma, close. In fact, in the words of Bell, writing is a tool used to enable us to express what is in our mind, and for some people is almost as important as speech, inverted comma, close. In schools, writing has its own value. S.S.M. Gorder says, "Writing has an instrumental value in school," inverted comma close. He further says, inverted comma open, "It is a means of preserving the knowledge which the pupil has gained or the judgments he has formed. It serves as a check on his forgetting useful items of knowledge and ideas. The habit of making notes of what is read and of summarizing helps the recollection of what has been studied," inverted comma close. "Besides all this, to learn writing is one of the four linguistic objectives of teaching a language. Therefore, the teacher must be acquainted with how to teach writing English." Heading: What is teaching of writing? According to Bell, inverted comma open, "Writing is a difficult art. It requires complete control of the muscles of the hand and wrist, and this control a small child does not naturally possess," inverted comma open. "So there is need to teach writing English. It involves the following. First, teaching to develop the skill of controlling the small muscles of the fingers and the wrist while writing. Second, teaching coordination of hand and eye. Third, getting students do various exercises in writing work." Heading: When to introduce writing English? A proper time for teaching writing is when pupils can read a few phrases and sentences correctly and quickly. Heading: Choosing the script. The English letters have their origin in Roman script. At present, English has mainly three kinds of script. First, print script. Second, cursive script. And third, rounded cursive script. First, print script. In this, letter of a word are not joined together. The printed material is always found in this script. Therefore, it is named print script. This kind of script has the following advantage. First, since little children have no control over their hands, it is easier for children. Second, beginners also find it easy. Third, it follows the maxim of from easy to difficult. Fourth, it has beauty, cleanliness, and clarity. Fifth, this is the script we find in books. A.W. Frisby says, inverted comma open, "Children read their reader. These readers are printed. Reading and writing go together. Hence, writing in a matter in which their readers are written will be more convenient for them to learn this type of writing. Print script has certain disadvantages too. They are, first, some letters as A and G sometimes appear alike in print script. Second, it can't facilitate speed, which is essential for good handwriting. Third, it consumes much time and energy. Fourth, at a later stage, it appears childless. Second heading, cursive script. It is also named as running writing. In it, letters of a word are joined together by curves, etc. All the disadvantages of print script are its advantages. It is uniform, rhythmic, natural, and speedily. Its disadvantages are those which are the advantages of print script. Third, rounded cursive script. It is also known as Marion Richardson's script. In it, only some letters of a word are joined together. Since it combines same characteristics of both print and cursive script, it has the advantages and disadvantages of both the kinds of scripts. Keeping in view the advantages and disadvantages of print script and cursive script, it is advisable that during the first 2 years, print script should be taught, as the handbook of suggestions for teachers says, inverted comma open, in the beginning, the symbols used should resemble those they have been accustomed to see in print, inverted comma close. After that, cursive script must be introduced. A pamphlet of British Board of Education says, the end is to equip the individual with a final cursive handwriting, which is facile and legible. Heading, choosing the style. There are mainly two styles of writing. First, vertical, and second, slanted. In vertical style, letters are written in vertical fashion. It is the best style of writing. The slanted style of two types. First, forward slant. B, backward slant. Forward slant is better than backward slant because the latter hinders speed. The teacher must emphasize the vertical style. If a student is quite inclined to adopt slanted style, the teacher should discourage the adoption of backward slanted style. Heading, deciding qualities of a good writing. Before starting teaching, the teacher must know the qualities of good handwriting. They are as follow. First, legibility. Second, attractiveness. Third, uniformity. Fourth, distinctiveness. Fifth, good styled. Sixth, speedily. And seven, correctly spaced. Heading, stages and methods of teaching writing. The teaching of writing should go through the following four stages. First, The first stage is related to motivation. First of all, the pupils should be motivated to learn writing. The teacher for this can use various motivational techniques. Second, this stage is very important. It is related to penmanship, as giving knowledge of writing letters of the alphabet. There are four methods of teaching penmanship. First, kindergarten method. Second, tracking method. 3, free imitation method. And 4, F.G. French method. First, kindergarten method. KINDERGARTEN, kindergarten method. It is based on the principles of kindergarten method of education. Under this method, a kindergarten box is used. In it, there are pieces of wood or plastic of different shapes. By joining these pieces, the letters of English alphabet can be formed. Pupils are given practice of constructing letters of the alphabet by joining those pieces. It has the following merits. First, it is based on play method. Second, it is interesting. Third, it is easy. Fourth, it suits the nature of little children. But this method has following demerits. First, in India, teaching of English generally starts from class 6th. Students of class 7th, 6th student belong to 10 to 30 age group. So it is not appropriate to use kindergarten box at this stage. Second, pupils might have learned writing their mother tongue through this method. They may not now take interest in this method.